morning when you wake, let your gratitude rise. With every step you take, let your heartfelt blessings on high. Oh, the saints bestow. From beyond the sky, here's our poor. Everything gives thanks. Clap, clap, clap. And everything gives thanks. And everything gives thanks. By and by. Trials may come, and shadows fall. Our hearts remain open. We see through the wall. Now Daniel was kneeling in the lion's den. The peace like a river led him right out again. Oh, in the morning when you awake, let your praises rise. Send every breath you take with your heartfelt praises rise. Blessings from above, down the sky, in everything give thanks, in everything give thanks, in everything give thanks, by and by.
Just lift our attitude to the consciousness of the Christ, and from that point of awareness, use it as a compass to do all we do and all we say. You know, and that sounds so simple, doesn't it? You know, using my attitude, using my awareness from the point of the Christ. Well, first I have to know what the Christ is, right? I have to get in touch. I have to sit with Spirit. I have to feel that activity moving in me. And when I know that, when I come to that point, when I study that, when I practice that, and the main word here is practice. We have to practice living from the Christ consciousness. So what is the Christ consciousness? The teachings of Jesus. Listening to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the activity of God that's moving in and throughout all creation, everything, this table, me, you. That's the activity of the Holy Spirit. And when we let that activity move us in the direction we need to go, oh, that's the perfect compass to get us where we need to be. And guess what? We live in the awareness of the blessings in this very human experience. And I want to emphasize the words, live in. When we grow into that high state of consciousness, that high state of awareness, we become grateful for the life that we are blessed to live in and move and have our being right here in this universe. I like these words in a sermon by Eric Butterworth, and something he said is something I had not thought of. And you know how you read something and you go, whoa. It hit me just like that. It may not hit you like that, but that's how it hit me. In a sermon by Eric Butterworth, he said, "Thanksgiving is not a reactive emotion. Thanksgiving is a causative force." In other words, it's not something that you do because some good has come to you. Necessarily. Yeah, it's good to mouth that as a human being. But the good comes to us because of the thanksgiving we have already pronounced in our lives. It's a result of us living in a state of being grateful. What does that remind you of? Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. That's living in a state of gratitude when those thoughts are connected to that high frequency in life, to that spirit of the Christ within, to that part of you that is part of the whole. There is a difference, you know, in giving thanks for things and giving thanks in things. You see, we are in the world where it's hard to ignore the hardships, isn't it? You watch the news, the wars, the injustices. Give thanks for all that stuff? Really? That's a deep one to think about. But in a letter to the church of the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 13, the Apostle Paul tells us, in everything, give thanks. So if we take a good look at this passage, it is asking us to keep the consciousness of the Christ, to keep a continuous attitude of gratitude. When something happens, not just when something happens or something is given to us, to contemplate that and begin to live in that state, in that presence. Can you think of something right here, right now, that you're grateful, that outwardly, for something that might have been given to you, and you were grateful for? I think we all can think of that. Okay, now carry that awareness. Carry that spirit, not only for that, but in everything that you move through in this thing called human existence. I love when I can bring a message, when I can share a message on the major benefits of no matter what is going on in the midst of you, to give thanks. First of all, we're not giving thanks that it's happening to us. We understand that, right? We're not giving thanks that it is happening to us. What we're giving thanks for is that we're strong, is that we're never alone, that we have the presence and the power of spirit moving through us always. And through that presence and through that power and through that spirit, we stand in our faith and in our strength. And guess what? Whatever it is shall pass. Whatever it is shall pass. When you stand in your power, there's power in giving thanks in the midst of a storm. There's power. So, that's why it's important to know what you are. That's why it's important for those of us who give messages to let you know often you're more than a body. You're a spiritual being. You're a child of a most high frequency of the greatest life that there is moving in and through you. You are special. And I'm not talking about special in the human sense. Each and every one of us in our oneness and our coming together are special. And that's because we say it every Sunday. We create that beam. We create that light. And when you go out these doors, I know people are saying, "Where have you been?" Or, "I want what you had." I know I say that sometimes when I come up against someone where their light is shining bright. And they're going through such a turmoil, but that light is shining bright. And that's because they're living from that Christ point within them. They're living life from the inside out. So we want to develop our knowledge of our oneness, which is our ability to stay in the flow of God's love. When you know that you are loved unconditionally, when you know that deep inside of you, you can touch joy. Oh boy, you're in the flow. You are in the flow. It's a perpetual state of being. Being what you were created to be. You know, the metaphysical meaning of thanksgiving is rendering our grateful thoughts to God for His manifold blessings. And the biggest blessing you have, that you're never alone. That Spirit is always with you, moving you through whatever it is you're moving through today. I love what the psalmist said in the 23rd Psalm, the 6th verse. "Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Forever does not even describe it. For an eternity, you are in that atmosphere, in that energy, moving you. Now, to break this down a little bit, the house of the Lord, okay, where is the Lord? The Lord is you. It's in you. It's your temple. You are the whole package. It means to, the house of the Lord forever means to abide in the consciousness of the presence of God within you, no matter what experience come up, both challenging and joyous, and that presence is always there. Just listen to it. Now, I know you're probably saying, oh, come on, Vernetta, this message, how can I be, oh, right now I have rent due, or I don't have enough food, or there's bills to pay. How can I be thankful in that? You know, giving thanks increases. And if you don't practice, you'll never know. Practice it. Walk through your day just giving thanks for everything. You know, sometimes challenges come to me and I just say, okay, I thank thee, God, because I know there's nothing that I have to go through alone. That you're right here in the midst of me. And anybody read that poem, Footprints? Yeah. When you only see one set of footprints, you're being lifted through that experience. That's such a beautiful poem. I wish I had thought about it earlier. I could have brought that to you. But anyway, Eric Butterworth says, Thanksgiving will keep your heart fresh. For true thanksgiving may be likened to rain falling upon ready soil, refreshing it and increasing its productivity. You know, we have to prepare the soil right for it to be ready. We can't just throw seeds out there necessarily and expect a beautiful garden of greens and corn and you know, we have to prepare the soil. And where's your soil? You have to prepare your mind to receive. And what is one of the ways you do that? Give thanks. Give thanks. It increases. It increases. Now get this. The metaphysical meaning of rain is an outpouring of spirit that constantly refreshes and enriches our developing thoughts. Wow. We want it to rain, don't we? Not only physically, we want it to rain mentally. We want to feel the increase. We want to feel the growth. We want to feel the refreshing and rejuvenating power of spirit. I want to share with you some thoughts too by Myrtle Fillmore. And Myrtle says, it's easy to give thanks for what we have already received. And we can agree with that, can't we? That's very easy. We probably all did it this morning. You know, somebody did something for us. Thank you. It's easy to give thanks for what we have already seen, but it's not so easy to give thanks for what we hope to receive. However, giving thanks in advance brings to pass a present expectation. Remember what Jesus said about our mental attitude in demonstrating spirituality? He was telling us that all things work together for our good. All things bring to pass when we what? Believe. What are you believing in this morning? What are you believing in? You know, the takeaway I want you to have from this message. We go through a lot of things in the course of a day. We go through a lot of things that we think we're never going to make it through, but look, you've made it through. To accelerate your progress through those things, give thanks in the midst of that opportunity. You're planting seeds and watch those seeds sprout up and grow. Yeah. I want to give you this in closing. This is a poem. And this poem is going to take us into meditation. So I want you to get comfortable. I want you to listen to the words. And if any of it hits you, I want you to just jot it down and work on it through the course of the week. So take a deep breath and relax. And the poem is called Be Thankful. And it's by an unknown author. And that's not because I don't remember the author. That's just what the poem said. So take a deep breath. And it begins, be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. Because if you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for difficult times. During those times, you're growing. Be thankful for your limitations because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge because it builds your strength and character and faith. Be thankful for your mistakes. For they will teach you valuable lessons. And be thankful when you're tired and weary because it means you've made a difference. It's easy to be thankful for good things, a life of rich fulfillment, but to be thankful in the setbacks, that brings you to a point of wholeness and fulfillment. And I would say in this poem, I don't like to change people's words that they have written, but instead of being thankful for, be thankful in the midst of any of those situations. Let's prepare for meditation by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Breathing in this moment, right here, right now. This is our moment. This is our moment to experience the flow of that pure love moving in and throughout all creation. This is a moment to know that we can give thanks in the midst of a situation, but not for the situation happening to us. This is a time when we travel and journey inward, where we touch the hem of the garment of the Christ, where we touch and be renewed and restored and rejuvenated. To touch that hem of the robe. Oh my, we can do that every time we take a deep breath and turn within. In the midst of the storm, we breathe and we turn within and we touch that within us that will restore us back to our natural state. Moving and living and having our being in the one presence, in the one power that is in the universe is such a joy, such a thrill to even know that it exists. And as you make that inward journey, as you travel deep within, as you move into that heart space, feel yourself being lifted to a higher height. Feel yourself knowing that you are in the presence of pure being. And in this presence, breathe in, breathe out. Allow yourself to rest and trust in the quiet. And step over the threshold of your inner chamber. And feel all that is prepared for you. Right here. Right now. Soak it up. In the quiet. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room. Know that that radiant light of God is moving and circling and enfolding you and lifting you, giving you the strength, giving you the courage to move from this point of quiet, stepping out into the universe, becoming aware of all the good that is flowing in and through you and around you, right here, right now. And in this good, in this moment of gratitude, give thanks for what you have received. Life, breath, such precious gifts. Dear God, we're so grateful. We're grateful this morning that we know a deeper sense of peace, that we know a greater love that surpasses all things, and that we know that we are a part of the whole. And for this we are grateful. And we say, thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Christ within. Amen. And as we think about giving thanks, let's affirm our affirmation that's in your insert this week. And I hope you've been working with this affirmation all week. It's blessing you now. And first, we'll say it for ourselves together. I give thanks that Spirit's healing life is flowing through me now. And feel the vibrations you just created. Feel that moving throughout your being. Healing life is flowing throughout you right now. And let's affirm it. Don't look at somebody. Turn to somebody. And send them these vibrations by using you. You give thanks that Spirit's healing life is flowing through you now. And as a sense of community and togetherness and oneness together, we give thanks that Spirit's healing life is flowing through us now. When is it flowing through you?
Now.
All right, go forth.